The objective is, of course, sustainable development. And this is something that His Majesty the late King Bhumibol Adulyadej had been talking for more than half a century. His whole life, he worked for the development of the people. You know, when people were concerned about security issues, you know, military balance and things back in the 60s, he started already working on development of the people. So what we are talking nowadays, sustainable development goals, fit perfectly to what he's been doing. So a lot of things have been done in Thailand that we believe we can share with our friends as a possible approach to implementing the SDGs. And soil is one of those matters that are important, because His Majesty the King has been working a lot on how to improve the soil and to restore it so that we have arable land for the people to work on. And in the end, it's food security, eradication of poverty, and no hunger.
So in which sectors can we expect more activity?
Well, of course, we start with agriculture. We marry the idea of retaining or restoring the quality of the soil with how to manage it and how to manage the farmland for each individual farmer. Because we're looking at the basis of a rural society, and this is formed by families of farmers. They work as individuals and as families on their land. And new theory of farming, which would allow all the farmers to be able to be self-resilient, have enough to eat, have something to sell, get some income. That is the basic idea for development, that, you know, by 2030 it is something that can be done. It is attainable if we adopt this approach of His Majesty the King.
Anything else to say at the end of this event today at the UN?
I'm so happy that after all this year, His Majesty's work on soil has been recognized by the FAO and by the UN. It's not just a question of glory or anything. It's just that we truly believe that his work can benefit everybody, can benefit mankind, humanity. And this is the way for really achieving the sustainable development for families of farmers around the world.